If I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times, goes the phrase, and it is certainly true about Republican supporters who think anyone who becomes a momentary liability with press coverage, more especially popular culture press coverage, should be swept away as if doing so would somehow garner positive press or relieve press stress. Let's use another tried expression to diagnose this give-up disease. One cannot see the forest for the trees. Possibly it is this idea that encapsulates why people have such narrow vision when it comes to negative press coverage. They get so caught up in the onslaught of stories that they forget such negative coverage is simply a small part of the whole. If accusations combined with outspoken Christianity don't provide a Roy Moore to the press, on a silver platter while I'm being trite, press members simply create scandal of another type around another person. It is not one tree or one story. It is an endless barrage of coverage seeking to taint the opposition with scandal. That's a forest of coverage about which one single tree matters little. It is often folly to think that backing off and letting the press politically devour someone buys others of the same side or team lasting peace. Letting them have a scalp without a real battle doesn't buy others a reprieve, it just emboldens the scalp takers to look for more. Sometimes we have to fight for a cause, even if other persons representing that cause are clearly far removed from the ideal. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.